You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jay. QL Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. Baseball bets on the way. How many baseball bets you got for tonight?
Not a lot, but I do have a little. It's going to be one or two, something like that.
I've got four.
You keep playing on the Reds? Did you watch any of that game last night?
I did not watch the game. I know about Ellie De La Cruz, though, and I do like the Reds tonight against the Dodgers, which is a fate of Noah Syndergaard.
It wasn't just him. Like, so, I mean, but he's obviously, like, super, super talented. He batted cleanup. He was the first player to bat cleanup in his debut for any team in 50 years or something like that.
I'm surprised it wasn't O'Neill Cruz last year. I know how it turned out for O'Neill Cruz. I'm surprised that wasn't the case.
I mean, he could have batted like third or something, maybe. Yeah. Like, I'm sure he was toward the top of the order. And then they ended up moving him down. He batted like seventh and eighth for a while because he was striking out a lot. But part of it too is that like one reason you bat cleanup is because your team does not have a traditional cleanup hitter, which most teams have. So like the Reds are just an interesting composition right now. There's so many young players all playing at like the same time and more coming too, and like more on the way to also start. So young teams in most sports typically don't do very well and they get hyped a lot and they typically underperform, but it would be really fun if this team started to be awesome. It would just be really cool. I mean, they beat the Dodgers last night. That's pretty fun. Dodgers are one of the best teams in the league. So I want it to happen because it's a cool story. I don't think there's any like money to be made off of it necessarily. And Ellie De La Cruz can win Rookie of the Year, whether the team's bad or not. So, or whether they wouldn't make the playoffs or not, doesn't really matter. It's just how he's doing, but it would just be a cool story.
And Cincinnati is a great, great baseball town. And actually, they are they're the first World Series champion that I remember watching the World Series for when they swept the Oakland Athletics in 1990 with Jose Rijo and company. And sweet Lupinella is the manager for that Cincinnati Reds team.
And they've also been brutal for a few years here. Like, remember they were the team last year. It's like, wait, they're just selling everybody? Was that last year or 2 years ago? Where it was like, wait, what are you guys
doing? 2 years ago, right? Because they traded Castellanos 2 years ago, right?
Right. There's a fly ball to left. So
there's a fly ball to left.
And now like I have a ton of young players coming up who are going to be impactful. Like pitching needs to probably be a little bit better, but and that division too. Like it's one thing. It's like, hey, the Reds are pretty awesome, but they play in the NL West or something, or the NL East, where it's like, well, Atlanta's going to win, or like the Dodgers are going to win, or whatever. Like they can win. Like what? Like you're really worried about Milwaukee that much? Like sure, they're kind of vulnerable. Both Centrals have been like that forever, where you just look at the team at the top and just go, yeah, we're good. Like we can take a shot at them. So hopefully the Reds do it. I think it'd be fun.
And I do like them tonight, which is, again, less about the Reds and more just about, wow, I get like a plus money price with the home team against Noah Syndergaard. I'm interested in that. So we'll give you our baseball bets.
Who like admittedly sucks. Who basically is like, hey, Noah, how you doing? He's like, I'm terrible. How are you?
It's just like, okay, great. And he's going to be like minus 160 on the road. I'll take the other side. Okay. You got it. Our NBA bets as well. Side total and props for the Nuggets and the Heat. Golf bets coming up for the RBC Canadian Open, which should be, it's really like, and we'll talk about this when we do golf bets. At BetMGM, Rory's plus 450. I get the sense that this is either going to be Rory annihilates the competition and just uses all it, and this is narrative-y, obviously, and uses like the events of the last 24, 48 hours as kind of fuel to dominate. And it's like, screw you to everybody. Or he's just like completely off his game. I don't know if there's going to be like a real in-between. I'm not suggesting he's going to miss the cut, but I feel like he either wins or like is not really within striking distance come Sunday. Just my thought on how the RBC Ken might play out. We'll get to eight buckets.
Yeah, like if he, almost like if he's, yeah, it's sort of like you like the favorite, or if you like the dog, you think they're just going to win outright. And I guess it's like that's the type of analysis that on a game sometimes. I don't know. I don't know what this is going to be, because I just not to compare like Rory McIlroy and Saudi oil money to like the Miami Heat, but it's just when you're faced with a situation where you have like no comp, where it's just like, I don't know, like, well, when was the last time two tours merged and the guy at the front of like the, you know, the campaign for that guy? Oh, well, let's go back to 1991 when this, it's just there's no. Like, who knows? Who knows how this is going to go? And the next question usually in those situations is, okay, well, is the market trending toward like one extreme or the other? And he's just kind of like being rated like he's really, really good, which he is. And so I guess the way to play it is like fade him, I guess. But also, like, I remember it was a year ago, like this tournament, obviously, same about the same week every year. I remember I was in Chicago. It was during the Celtics-Warriors finals. I remember like where I was watching it and everything. And that was the Jay Monahan interview was from during that tournament where he was on the clip that they've been playing about 9/11 and families. And I remember, but like Rory like crushed that tournament though. And I know it was at a different course or whatever, but just, I'm frequently reminded that like his, I saw somebody tweet this. When we think Rory's been playing bad, he's actually just been like pretty good. And his floor is like impossibly high. It's like, oh man, he's been like really bad. It's like, actually he's like third, sixth, eighth. Like he's just really good. So it's funny just like how we view him and how we kind of evaluate him. So I have no idea what to expect from him in this tournament, but I think it becomes more interesting to watch. Obviously it becomes more interesting to follow. I think a lot of people kind of want him to do one of the two extremes like you're talking about.
I'd like to boycott the RBC Canadian Open because of the wildfires.
Because the winds.
Because we can't breathe. Because we can't breathe.
That means you know what it is? It's a marketing ploy. Stay inside. Watch the golf. Can't go outside.
Does Justin Trudeau have Riz?
Guy's got a ton of confidence. He might.
I
don't think you want him to.
I'm not even going to ask the question I was going to ask. We'll just move on. Okay, eight buckets here on You Better You Bet. All that good stuff coming up as we move along.
I feel like there was a does Donald Trump have Riz lurking somewhere in the brain of yours. I feel like that was happening.
What I was going to ask is, who do you dislike or like more, depending on how you want to answer the question? Justin Trudeau or Gavin Newsom?
Who do I like or dislike more?
Like maybe you like both of them, or maybe you dislike both of them.
I don't like hate politicians. Like you like hate Newsom. You hate him.
I think he's the biggest phony and like a collection of phonies. I think he's the biggest one.
Right. I mean, we've done this on the show before. I remember you saying that. I just don't have strong opinions. I don't follow this stuff. I barely knew about the smoke. They talk about how not plugged into like national news I am. Like my mother-in-law called my wife and was like, we were out playing tennis and we were like, I think my wife even said to her like, yeah, it's crazy. It's like kind of dark here. And her mom was like, do you follow the news? Like there's giant fires like that's. And we were like, oh, so I mean, if that's how we are on this, what do you think? I'm locked into like public policy debates and stuff. And like, even the personalities of these guys, I will say. Should Ron DeSantis redub himself Riz DeSantis? Should he do that? Try to get kickstart the campaign a little bit.
I think Ron DeSantis.
DeSantis. Yeah.
He's got no Riz, man.
He's got like negative Riz.
It doesn't mean he can't like win or like be good or be bad. Just like he guy's got no Riz. Zero Riz.
He probably can't be good, just if we're being honest. that's us. Everybody else maybe has a shot. I don't know, man. Old Riz DeSantis. I don't know.
Does Bill Belichick have Riz? Definitely, right?
I mean, you have to assume so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think like who doesn't, like who's like a huge sports figure who like doesn't have Riz? Like on that level.
Does LeBron have Riz?
Yeah, he's LeBron, definitely.
Nah, but that's just saying like he's rich and famous. That's not, then that's exactly what we were talking about in the first hour. That like that
I think
doesn't
LeBron
count.
Has Riz. I think LeBron has Riz.
I don't. I think he doesn't.
Who else? Mike Trout has no Riz.
That's a really funny one. Also,
Connor
like,
McDavid
also,
has
if,
no Riz.
If you gave us the opportunity, we would like cut off limbs to trade places with any of these people. But that's good.
Shohei Ohtani's got tons of Riz.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know how to say Riz in Japanese, but like he's got it.
Probably got some Riz. So Mike Trout, no Riz. I think LeBron, no Riz. Shocked Skip Bayless hasn't done this on his show already. Aaron Judge, Riz?
Definitely.
Probably got some Riz, right?
Yes.
Nobody beats him. Let's see. Oh, I brought this up in the chat, but we didn't do it on the air. Jokic?
I think Jokic has Jokic might have so little Riz that he actually has Riz.
I think Jokic has Riz, which does not have to mean that he is like a 10 out of 10 supermodel body type. Like that's not what we're talking about. Because
well,
we said like
well,
Pete Davidson has the most Riz.
Yes.
Like it's just if Pete Davidson could have the most Riz, then Jokic could have almost infinity Riz.
It's and
Rizfinity.
And Pete Davidson is really ugly. Also, I'd love to be him. So, like, just saying.
I'd love to be this ugly person.
This really, really ugly, like rich, him. Charismatic person who's just, like, apparently is, like, with
very
every
successful.
Beautiful woman in Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, if he's got the most Riz, then Jokic can have Riz.
Jokic definitely has
Jokic
Riz.
Is very charming. Very charming guy.
Yeah, Jokic is awesome. Does Mike Malone have Riz?
There are some coaches where I think I guess it would be a no. I don't Michael Malone, does he have Riz? I don't know. What do you think? You think he has Riz?
I think that NFL head coaches is like the biggest subset in sports where you can say like the largest amount of people don't have Riz. NFL head coaches.
Why do you think that is? Just because like, well, like the time commitment? It's like because they're like
know.
So wired to just be football.
Like, let me does Kevin Stefanski have Riz?
No.
Does Todd Bowles have Riz?
No.
Who else is like a guaranteed no Riz NFL? Matt Eberflus has no Riz. Arthur Smith
what,
has no Riz.
What did you guys
Riz.
Talk about today? What did you guys talk about on the show today? We talked about if Matt Eberflus has Riz.
Like Frank Reich has no Riz.
Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy has less than zero Riz. Sean McDermott has no Riz.
Yeah.
Brandon Staley has no Riz.
Zach Taylor.
Zach Taylor has no Riz.
Might have negative Riz.
How about coaches, NFL head coaches that do have Riz? So Belichick. Salah has Riz, right?
Does Mike McDaniel have Riz? I don't know, man.
Absolutely yes.
I don't know.
I think no question yes, Mike McDaniel has Riz. Absolutely.
Okay. I think he's just like a cool dork. I don't think he has Riz.
I think he has Riz. Jake, does Mike McDaniel have Riz?
I'm with Ken on this one. I say no.
Tyler, does Mike McDaniel have Riz?
Absolutely.
Why absolutely? That was pretty emphatic.
He's I think he's really cool. And he's very charismatic.
He's like cool to us though, which is not what Riz is.
I want to break the tie here, and I want to say that he has Riz.
Yeah, but Riz isn't like, does he make Ken and Nick like him and like want to be like him? That's like not what the question is. I'm way out on this. I actually pretty strongly disagree. I think if Riz is like other guys think you're cool, then he's got that.
I want to ask like someone to ask like a woman in your life who knows sports if Mike McDaniel has Riz. I'm curious what a female's answer to this would be. John Harbaugh definitely has Riz.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin definitely has Riz.
Tomlin's got Riz.
I don't know if Shane Steichen does. Vrabel definitely does.
He's like first year head coaches. Like, I feel really confident Jonathan Gannon's got Riz. What? How would you even know?
Vrabel does.
Brian Daboll got Riz.
Does Doug Peterson have Riz? Yes, right?
I was going to say no was my first thought. He's just like too obsessed with, he's a football lifer.
So you want to say no on Doug Peterson?
Yeah, and it's not even like his fault. Just this is the path he's chosen. He's like, it's almost like a priest taking a vow of celibacy. He's like taking a vow of swearing off Riz.
A vow of football?
Because he wants to cover in the NFL, yeah.
Does Andy Reid have Riz?
Like in some way, maybe.
I think he does.
Now I feel like I'm losing the plot of what Riz exactly is.
He has charisma, right?
He's charismatic.
Like he could sweet talk a woman at a bar, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Andy Reid's probably got Riz.
Does Josh McDaniels have Riz?
Josh McDaniels actually might have the least amount of Riz of any head coach.
I agree. He sucks.
I don't know how he didn't come up with the least Riz before. Like Stefanski is Romeo compared to Josh McDaniels.
Yeah. Does Matt LaFleur have the most Riz? He might. And coming up next, we'll talk Packers schedule for next year. Do the 2023 Green Bay Packers have Riz? We'll find out on the other side.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.